Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, December 18th, 2018. Welcome to Day 698. Donald Trump will close his foundation and give away its remaining $1.7 million in assets amid a lawsuit that accuses Trump, Ivanka, Eric, and Trump Jr. of illegally using the foundation for personal and political gain. New York Attorney General Barbara Underwood accused the foundation of, quote, a shocking pattern of illegality, end quote, which included, quote, unlawful coordination with the Trump presidential campaign, end quote. This was both willful and repeated, according to the AG report. Trump used the charity's money to pay legal settlements for his private businesses, to purchase a $10,000 portrait of himself that was displayed at one of his golf clubs, and to make a prohibited political donation. The Attorney General's office is seeking for the Trump Foundation to pay $2.8 million in restitution. Michael Flynn, meanwhile, agreed to delay his sentencing today after U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan told Trump's former national security advisor, quote, you sold your country out, end quote. And because of that, quote, I cannot assure you, if you proceed today, that you will not receive a sentence of incarceration, end quote. Robert Mueller recommended that Flynn serve no jail time for his crimes because of the substantial help that he provided to the special counsel and other investigations. Flynn was supposed to be sentenced today for lying to the FBI and acting as an unregistered foreign agent for Turkey. The judge also asked the special counsel's office whether Flynn could be charged with treason after he acted as an unregistered agent of a foreign country while serving as the national security advisor to the President of the United States. Flynn's sentencing has been delayed until March 13th. Sullivan's last words to the court were, "Happy holidays." Hours earlier, Trump wished Flynn, a confessed felon, good luck ahead of his sentencing hearing. Quote, will be interesting to see what he has to say, Trump tweeted, despite tremendous pressure being put on him about Russian collusion in our great and, obviously, highly successful political campaign, end quote. Flynn will be the highest-ranking Trump administration aide to be sentenced as part of Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Speaking of Russians, the Russian disinformation campaign also targeted Robert Mueller by falsely claiming that he was corrupt and that Russian interference in the 2016 election was simply conspiracy theories. Russian operatives went after Mueller and his team using fake social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and other platforms. They also claimed that Mueller had a history of working with, quote, radical Islamic groups, end quote. Roger Stone, meanwhile, admitted to spreading lies via InfoWars and will be required to make a public apology in order to avoid paying fines in a now-settled defamation lawsuit against him. Stone will be forced to run apology ads in national newspapers and post on social media apologizing for defaming a Chinese businessman who was a vocal critic of Beijing. The settlement also requires Stone to publish a retraction of all the lies he posted on social media. If Stone refuses to apologize, he'll be forced to pay $100 million in damages to Guo Wengui. In a text message, Stone said his behavior was irresponsible and said that, quote, I am solely responsible for fulfilling the terms of the settlement, end quote. And finally, Trump may back down on his demand for $5 billion from Congress to fund his border wall with Mexico during the year-end spending bill, easing concerns of a Christmas government shutdown that would begin midnight Friday. We have other ways that we can get to that $5 billion that will work with Congress, Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, adding that the Trump administration could support $1.6 billion in border security funding that was proposed by Senate Democrats as long as it can couple that with other funding resources to get to that $5 billion mark. That $1.6 billion offer by Democrats does prohibit the money from being used on a wall. Mitch McConnell, however, proposed an appropriations bill that would allocate the $1.6 billion for border security, plus about another $1 billion for Trump to spend as he sees fit on immigration, which a Senate Democratic aide described as a billion-dollar slush fund. And now to the notables. One, Trump's 2020 re-election campaign will merge with the Republican National Committee to form a single entity under the banner of Trump Victory. Two, the Trump administration announced a second and final round of roughly $4.9 billion in direct trade aid payments to farmers and ranchers who have been hurt by Trump's trade wars with various countries around the globe, including China. Three, the Trump administration rolled out new federal regulations that ban bump stocks, which allow semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly like automatic firearms. 4, Trump ordered the creation of Space Command to integrate space capabilities across all branches of the military. And 5, the chance of a recession in the next 12 months rose to 23%, the highest level during the Trump presidency. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.